feet of his car. His father asked him three times what was wrong. Finally, the brother replied, "The preacher said he wanted us to be brought up in a Christian home, and I wouldn't stay with you guys." Okay. Let's see here. God is good. Right, get your Bibles out. John 14. DC asked me a question one day. And he was as serious as a heart attack because he started studying his Bible. It really impressed me. When those boys started studying their Bible, they got serious. And DC just read and read and read. And when he was 5 years old, he actually helped teach his Sunday school class. He was just good like that. I mean, the Lord just blessed the boy with brains. Amen. I don't know where he got them from. Amen. So DC asked me one day, and this is the scripture. DC was reading the scripture. And I know y'all think I'm lost my mind. I have. I'm just waiting. Waiting on the move of the Spirit. Amen. Okay, get ready. Stand for the reading of the word. John chapter 14. DC was studying this one day. And as DC was studying the scripture, he asked me, he said, "Daddy, can you please explain this scripture to me? Can you please explain this scripture to me?" Here it is. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we not know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him." Well, Jesus puts it right there, don't he? And then, so as he tells that, Philip says unto him, "Lord," he was the inquisitive one. He's the one that said, when they had the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, that the 6 pennies worth was not enough to feed all these people. You know, what we're going to do, Lord? How are we going to handle it? So Philip says unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." And Jesus said unto him, "Have I been with you such a long time, and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works." Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. You're a terrible God in a good way. Lord, you're awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I ask you right now, Lord, to touch our hearts, to open our eyes, to help us see you in a different way, to help us see ourselves in a different way. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and the church said, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
A little bit of rope, and he wants to preach the whole sermon. You know? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, this Father's Day, we're going to play about Father stuff. I've been watching him preach for years, and this is what I've seen. Glory! I just had to get it out. And you know, sometimes he'll get going and say, "Come on, church!" You know, there's my picking. But we're going to do a message, and the name of my sermon is, "Have You Seen My Daddy?" Like he said in John 4:14, 1 through 9, when they were going, it was exactly what he just read, and he just took the word right out of my mouth. But the challenge for fathers has never been greater But we have the greatest role model ever, which is God our Father. It says in Romans 8:14 through 7, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So we have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. And now we call Him Abba Father. Let's talk about what a father is. A father is someone who provides, cares for us, lives for us. He picks us up when we fall down. But let's go a little deeper. A father does not mean male. It says God relates to us personally in love. In Genesis 1 through 27, it says a man is made in the image of God, which includes both male and female. It is historically appropriate for God to reveal Himself to humanity, His authority and power as Father. But the primary emphasis of the term, especially for Jesus, is of His personal love. This simply means God is Abba, and all Abba means is Daddy. Now, God is love. In John 4, 8 through 10, that's a story about the Samaritan lady. And we're talking about this during the time where Jesus was all alone, His disciples have went into the village for food. And the Samaritan woman asked Jesus if she would like a drink. He looked at the lady and he told her, he said, if you only knew the gift that God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. So by that, God is personal. Christian fathers need to reflect God, our Father's love and character. When General Norman Schwarzkopf was interviewed by Barbara Walters, she asked him for his definition of leadership. He reflected for a moment and said, it's confidence. More important is character. It's taking action. It's doing the right ethical thing. More and more the discussion went on, the interview went on, and Barbara asked him again, she said, General, what would you like on your tombstone when you die? The general sat there for a moment. He grew quiet. Then, with just a hint of a tear in his eye, he looked at her and said, I wanted to say he loved his family and loved his troops, and they love him. God desires to relate to us personally forever, which goes back to John 14, 1 through 9. You know, even if, like he said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You know, every day when we go somewhere, we could be walking in Walmart, and there's people I don't even know. And they'll say, you've got to be David's boy. I mean, I can't run from it, so I used to say, no. Now I just say, yeah, you got me. And he's a good man, That's all I hear is good words, but that's all I hear is, you must be David's boy. So I would think that, you know, Jesus would be the same way. You know, they wanted to see the Father. They kept asking, what's the Father look like? Who is He? What is He? He said, basically, you know, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If God is personal, then we must face the implications of the fact. I mean, face it. God's no teddy bear. We can't project our dreams upon God. We can't control Him. We don't earn His friendship any more than we earn the friendship of another human being. On the other hand, He wants fellowship with us. He won't compel our loyalty. He wants our trust and love freely given. But here's a big question that a lot of people should ask ourselves. I mean, if God is so personal, then the deepest meaning of our lives lie in our personal purpose for us. But here's the question, the big million-dollar question. What does God want for us? Real simple. Real simple. He's given us salvation. He's given us the gift of eternal life. He wants us to go to heaven with Him, sit at the table with Him, feast with Him. After 9/11, Americans have begun to wake up to the fact that different religions have different worldviews, leading to different actions. It's a way of logic that nothing can be true of its exact opposite. is also true. Truth is singular and therefore intolerant. This is not to say that we must be intolerant, but some things in the world are not settled by a majority vote. I mean, we know that in the present day time.
David Linton, I don't need a mic. There you go.
It got me at the last minute. I mean, we know that even today in our times, no matter what's going on, we're taking votes. I mean, it don't matter. The majority usually don't win. There's always something that makes something that'll happen. But and here comes one of the daddy things, so y'all bear with me. And if you want to boo, please boo. And I encourage booing, because a lot of times when he tells jokes, I want to boo. And I don't get any crowd participation. I don't want to be the first one. So here, I'm going to tell a little story right here. So all the jokes that he's told when he's preaching, and you wanted to boo, this is your chance to boo. Look. And boo loud. I mean, I've got 35 years of booing I can boo. I mean, all right. There's an old story of a school teacher who brought a baby rabbit to show the students at school, and they asked, "Teacher, is it a boy rabbit or a girl rabbit?" The teacher was real hesitant to reply, not being quite sure of herself. She suddenly, hand shot up in the back of the classroom, and the little boy said, "Hey, we can vote on it." There went your chance. All right. Some things are either one thing or another. They cannot be both, and the truth is not always settled by the show of hands. Before Jesus called God Abba and taught us to pray to our Father, most people thought of God as an impersonal, a king, a ruler, a majesty. Oh, no. Don't do this, don't do that. He's going to scorn us. We're going to get put here. But what people didn't realize was Jesus' relationship to God was revolutionary. Through Christ, we can have the same relationship. Just as I talk to my daddy, just as y'all may talk to your father. That's the relationship that God wants us to have with him. That don't mean when you're praying, "Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord God, I'm so scared," and da-da-da. He wants you to talk to him as a friend. When I call my daddy, I don't say, "Hey, Mr. Linton, sir." I call daddy, I'm like, "Hey, Pops, what's up?" And that's the relationship that God wants us to have with him. But like I'm going back to, the best gift our Father gave to us was salvation. Can you imagine your caller ID going off? And let me think about this really. Your caller ID keeps going off. You look at your phone, everybody's got caller ID. I mean, I'm bad for it. Caller ID, oh man, they're right back in my pocket. Oh, that's me calling. Oh man, put it right back in my pocket. But just imagine, God pricks our heart every day. And he's calling every one of us. But how many times have we gone when God's pricking our heart or speaking to us right down the road or something? We just hit the ignore button. I mean, seriously, we all do it. We're all guilty of it. And sometimes when you see God's caller ID come up and God's calling, "Man, I ain't got time for this. Oh, man, what am I going to do?" Sometimes it's good just to listen. The gift that he wants to give us is the gift of salvation. But if we keep ignoring him, and hit an ignore button, how can he give us the gift if we don't even pick up the phone? So y'all, I want y'all to repeat a closing prayer with me. And I'm closing. I'm not quite as long-winded as this guy. So he said, "Yay." See, man, it works. Just say it once. If y'all could, y'all just repeat this prayer after me. It's real simple, and we've probably all said it 100 times before. It's just, we simply pray, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. Yes, I believe that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way to the Father is through you. Lord, thank you for loving me and coming into my life forever. Amen. But I do have one more thing before we... Hey, I mean, that's what we do. I want everybody to get with your Father if you're with him.
Sent home to school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, but it didn't matter why. When I got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Sat there on those trembling knees and waited for the word. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's the love without end. I became a father in the spring of 81. There's no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son.
That's me.
When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secrets and passed it on to him. Then let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's no love without end. Last night I dreamed I died and I stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they knew half the things I've done, they never let me in. And somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. He said, let me tell you a secret about father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. Well, it's love without end. Daddies don't just love their children every now and then, but it's no love without end. But it's no love without end.
Looking good.
You can't help it.
Isn't God good? That's what I was trying to tell DC was when you seen him, they seen the Father. When they seen Daniel, they seen the Father. When I was getting my nose operated on, they added an inch. When I was getting my nose operated on, the doctor came in and looked at everybody sitting around. That's right. That's right. DC's already done this. They said, let me guess which one. There you go. They looked over at Daniel and said, you got to be his son. Amen. Okay. One more thing. In closing. Go ahead. One time, go ahead and get it out of your system. One. If that's all you're going to do, that ain't out of your system. Come on. Everybody stand. Y'all have some fun with your daddies. Amen? All right. Brother Billy, will you dismiss us in prayer, please? Here's the mic.
We thank you, Father, for the day and the fellowship we've had in this special day of celebrating Father's Day, Lord. And Lord, we do just lift up to each and every one that's here that you'll go with them through their homes, guard, guide, and direct in what they do. And we thank you again for this beautiful weather you prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.